Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, what is going on with Durham? We go deep into the Russia story with Kash Patel. I frame the issue. I connect with how it's something that has created a lot of distrust in our country in more ways than one. So we dive into this story. I want to thank those of you that have emailed us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. We have the smartest listeners in the country, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. Thank you for supporting our show at charliekirk.com/support. Ruth from California. Thank you, Eric from New Hampshire. Thank you, Terry from Arizona. Thank you, Stephanie from Nevada. Thank you, Gina from Pennsylvania. Thank you, Tina from Texas and Ken from Louisiana. charliekirk.com/support. is the place where you can get behind the work we are doing to hire more staff and reach millions of young people every single month. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you are in a position to give, it helps us out a lot. charliekirk.com/support. Make sure you get your tickets to America Fest, everybody. December 18, 19, 20, and 21 in Phoenix, Arizona. We have Tucker Carlson, Kayleigh McEnany, Candace Owens, Donald Trump Jr., Jim Jordan, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Jesse Waters, and more. tpusa.com/AMFEST. Check it out today. Get engaged. Get involved with Turning Point USA, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. Start a high school chapter. Start a college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. A lot of people are searching to understand what happened this week in the elections in Virginia and New Jersey, the defund police movement in Minneapolis, in Seattle. And there was a, let's say, an unstated truth that so many voters had that they wouldn't even tell pollsters. But it's that the media political class, the media political collusion partnership has been working in lockstep to throw smokescreen over issues that matter and force a nearly diabolical campaign to have us care about things that will only afford them more political power. One of these stories, which has been one of the most frustrating stories in the last 5 years, and quite honestly, one of the most fraudulent, one of the most fictitious, and one of the most damaging stories in modern America, was the Trump-Russia collusion narrative. The Trump-Russian collusion narrative was not taken seriously by most Republicans early on, nor should it have been. I'll never forget, right near the Democrat National Convention, I remember where I was. I believe the DNC was in Philadelphia in the summer of 2016, when the RNC was in Cleveland. My goodness, my life looked a lot different back in the summer of 2016. Things can change dramatically in 5 years. Different in not necessarily a good way. I remember where I was when all of a sudden there was this strange and bizarre out of left field drumbeat by the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, who all of a sudden said, there's increasing reports that shows that Donald Trump is colluding with Russia. You might remember whispers around Paul Manafort's connections to Russia. This was all back in the summer of 2016, right near the RNC-DNC two conventions. If I remember correctly, the RNC was first and then the DNC. That's immaterial. But out of nowhere, there was this narrative that was created. And we as Republicans, we as conservatives didn't take it seriously. Like, we have an election to win. Why are you talking about Russia? What, didn't you guys make fun of Mitt Romney for being super hard on Russia in 2012? We kind of scoffed it off. I then became kind of the body man to Donald Trump Jr. in my own personal capacity for almost 2 months, crisscrossing the country from Michigan to Wisconsin to Nevada to Florida to Ohio. And we shocked the world. Shocked the world with one of the most incredible political upsets in American history. When Donald Trump shocked the world in early November 2016, all of a sudden, Democrats were in total crisis. And the only thing that they were able to hold on to was this fringe theory that started bubbling up in the summer of 2016, out of nowhere. No intelligent assets were telling us that, but it was a concocted scheme. Some would call it an insurance plan. In the months that followed, you saw every single activist reporter actually start to do reporting, but not honest reporting. They did drive-by shooting reporting of anyone in Trump's orbit. And what ensued in December and January of 2016-17 was one of the most aggressive, baseless, unfair periods of American journalism in the history of the country. It was yellow journalism, that simple. And then January 11th, 2017, either January 10th or January 11th, the infamous BuzzFeed report of the Steele dossier was made public. Now, you might remember Donald Trump said in December that the federal government is spying on his campaign, and he was ridiculed. He was mocked from every single direction you could imagine. You might then remember Chuck Schumer went on Rachel Maddow in early January 2017 and said, you better not cross the intelligence agencies. They got seven ways up to Sunday to deal with you. So on Rachel Maddow's show, it's a chilling 11-second clip. And then as soon as Donald Trump became president, the Washington Post, literally minutes after Trump gets sworn in, they said it's now time to impeach Donald Trump. Adam Schiff to Nancy Pelosi to James Comey, they all had their narrative. And the narrative had then set in. And quite honestly, Republicans and conservatives, we were taken by surprise by this. We were not prepared for the inter-institutional collusion that was about to deploy itself against the conservative movement and Donald Trump. In February and March, the months that followed, it was a nonstop whisper rumor campaign trying to derail the Trump administration from setting up the government, from implementing its agenda, from working with Congress. And what we saw was a campaign that started with this whisper campaign back in 2016, the summer of 2016, then become policy. You might remember then, Jeff Sessions made a major mistake and recused himself as Attorney General of the United States when it came to the Russian investigation because he said he had some meetings and he was in the campaign. He never should have recused himself. Then Rod Rosenstein effectively became acting Attorney General for all things Russia. All things Russia, he became acting Attorney General. Donald Trump then fired James Comey in an interview with someone from NBC. I can't remember who. He said he fired him because of the Russia investigation. And then Paul Ryan and the spineless Republicans in the House and the Senate, they gave Democrats everything they finally dreamed of. In April or May of 2017, a special counsel was launched, Robert Mueller. And from there, we had a year and a half of indictments and investigations, and there was kind of this check and balance on Donald Trump that was unelected and was appointed and had a roaming prosecutorial authority. This was all a slow motion coup, but it was an insurance plan. This is important. And we all know the obvious part of this. Yeah, it was NBC Nightly News. Lester Holt, that's right. My memory is right. When Holt asked him whether or not why he was angry with Comey, Trump said, because of his Russia investigation. I just want someone that's competent. I'm a big fan of the FBI. I love the FBI. And that ended up triggering the House of Representatives and the Senate to approve the special counsel. We're going to get into how the FBI and the DOJ spied on Donald Trump. We're going to get into on how they used the security apparatus to go after a U.S. presidential candidate they didn't like and to create surveillance for that. But what we are now learning, thanks to the new indictments of Durham, is it's much deeper than we could ever have possibly imagined.
Are you worried about America's future? Times of trouble are full of reasons to despair, but those who have built and preserved our country did not despair. And if we're going to do our part, we need to draw on the books, the history, and the ideas that gave our forefathers and mothers strength and inspiration. Hillsdale College, the beacon of the North, the last college, was founded in 1844 to teach these things, and it teaches them still today. The great news is that we can study all these things, along with Hillsdale College professors, right in our home. Through Hillsdale College's free online course, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient and Christian philosophers, the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with our Constitution. We can learn how the Constitution has been undermined, and more importantly, how it can be recovered. I take the Hillsdale online courses every single day. You guys can go to charlieforhillsdale.com and join me in taking Intro to Constitution, Constitution 101, the Federalist Papers, an intro to the Progressive Era, Progressive 201 is what it's called, the From Genesis to John Locke, the Western Tradition. How about how to teach your children Genesis? Look, if you want to know what's going wrong with our country, then you guys have to go to charlieforhillsdale.com and learn about the truth behind Western civilization, behind truth and beauty and goodness. They have a course on Dante's Divine Comedy. I just finished recently the Winston Churchill and Statesmanship course. Every child, every kid, every person, every citizen should take the Winston Churchill and Statesmanship class. I just finished Introduction to Aristotle's Ethics, How to Lead a Good Life. And I'm telling you, I'm almost done, 41% of the way there, Western Heritage from Genesis to John Locke. The Genesis story, I'm about to wrap up. The C.S. Lewis course is incredible. The Great American Story, Land of Hope. Every single person, if you're a parent, literally pay your children to do it. There's no better investment. Have them go through The Great American Story, A Land of Hope. And also, if you're like, hey, what's the proper way to educate my kids? They have a course on that too. A Proper Understanding of K-12 Education, Theory, and Practice. They have a new course now, The David Story, Shepherd, Father, and King. They have one on mathematics and logic from Euclid to modern geometry, civil rights and American history, classic children's literature. Also, Congress, How It Worked and Why It Doesn't, the Second World Wars, Mark Twain, Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, and selected short stories. Literally, if you take every single Hillsdale online course, it's better than most college diplomas out there. I am not kidding. So dive deep into the ideas. Do it with your kids. Maybe you are a college student listening to this. You're like, man, I'm not getting much out of my college experience. Or here's another thing. Maybe your college professors are teaching you garbage about Western civilization. Then counter that by taking your own courses to know the truth and challenge your professors. They have a great one on the presidency and the Constitution, Economics 101, the principle of free market economics. And they have some new ones coming out with Victor Davis Hanson that will blow your socks off. It's charlieforhillsdale.com. Zero cost. It is free. charlieforhillsdale.com. We will save our country when you step up and do something to learn about our history. Do it with me. I take an hour a day minimum to try to learn something new through the Hillsdale online courses. It's charlieforhillsdale.com. charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com.
So let's start backwards. Last 48 hours, John Durham, who is appointed by Bill Barr, issued some indictments. One of the indictments that he issued was towards this new figure, and you would know about him if you were really into this, but a guy by the name of Igor Danchenko. Now, Igor Danchenko is supposed to be a Russian specialist. Igor Danchenko is someone that formerly worked at the Brookings Institution. Danchenko is a Russian-born, U.S.-based researcher. He worked at the Brookings Institution from 2005 to 2010, and he's a former official in Bill Clinton's State Department. And so Danchenko's role was not really clear up until the last 48 hours. So the centerpiece of all of this, the centerpiece for the whisper campaign against Trump, the basis for to get Mueller and to spy on Trump was a document. It was a piece of work known as the dossier. The dossier was compiled by none other than former British spy Christopher Steele. But Christopher Steele compiled the dossier, and what has always been a focus for those of us that have wanted to get the truth is, who were his sources? Well, the main source, the main Russian source, was Igor Danchenko. Now, this dossier, this document, this summary, fraudulent one and fake one, was then fed to the FBI and the press and was later used in FISA surveillance warrants against Trump aide Carter Page. And then through surveilling Trump's Page's communications, the Clinton-Obama regime was able to spy on the Trump campaign. Now, we knew that much, but what we didn't know is the next layer down, which is someone who is a Clinton loyalist by the name of Charles Dolan Jr., who was working with Danchenko. Now, Dolan had all the type of Russian contacts that Trump was accused of having. He was even on a first-name basis with Vladimir Putin. He's all up and down friends with the Russian Federation. So Dolan was working with Danchenko to actually concoct this dossier. Durin's indictment effort even tells us that all of the nonsense around the P-tape allegation, where Donald Trump allegedly hired prostitutes to go urinate on a bed where Barack Obama slept, totally false. It was made up. And so it gets even deeper from there, that Danchenko, working with Dolan, attended a conference in Moscow with several Russian government officials in October of 2016, right as the campaign is unfolding. Now, Clinton supposedly didn't know about Dolan's activities, but remember, the Clinton campaign funded this entire thing. Through Fusion GPS, they funded this entire creation of the dossier. And the dossier was then used for a public pressure campaign and internal documents to spy on Trump and try to delegitimize the Trump presidency. Now, Igor Danchenko was just arrested on a process crime. He was arrested on a process crime of lying to the FBI of where he got his sources for the dossier. He told the FBI he did not get his sources from Dolan, which he did. Now, anyone that looks at this can say, oh, I see what's going on here. They're trying to arrest Igor Danchenko to try and get him to flip on senior level and create a much higher level charge. They want to get his compliance. They want to get his cooperation is the word I'm looking for. And so Dolan would be the next step up. Dolan is a more senior level than Igor Danchenko. And it's becoming more and more clear that it was the Clinton campaign that was working with high-level Russian officials. It was the Clinton campaign that was working with people at the top level of the Russian Federation. It looks like this indictment is just the very tip of the iceberg.
It's back to school time, and you may be feeling the burden of college bills or private tuition school expenses. With home equity at an all-time high and interest rates low, refinancing your house could be a great way to get some cash and pay out those bills. But look, I'm going to cut it to you straight. Stop using banks to refinance your home that hate you. Every big bank hates you. They hate your values. They hate your worldview. They want to take our guns away. They fund Planned Parenthood. Enough. So let's go with the good guys. I got two good friends. These guys love the Lord. They love their country. They're really fun people. They're down to earth. It's Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage, people I know and trust with them, and you should too. So it's super simple. Anything you need for a home loan, anything at all, refinance, take out a loan. Don't go to Chase. Don't go to Wells Fargo. Definitely don't go to Goldman Sachs. I don't think many people would because I don't think they have a retail operation. Don't go to this brick and mortar nonsense of these people that are woke USA, wearing two masks, take your money and deposit it, charge you fees and then say, oh, let's take out a loan. By the way, the money we make is going to go fund the downfall of America. Ain't done with that. Instead, just go to andrewandtodd.com. Again, these are two patriots who love the Lord and they love their country. Take 30 seconds to answer a couple questions. That gives them the info they need and gives you value information often on the first call. Andrew and Todd, they are not brokers. They are bankers, which means they can handle your loan from start to finish. So you always have someone in your corner. Again, they're honest. They are great people. I've got to know them so well. So take that first step towards getting the cash you need today. Stop taking out loans from banks that hate you. Go to andrewandtodd.com. andrewandtodd.com. Call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. Go to andrewandtodd.com. I'm about to use them for something at andrewandtodd.com. They've been so easy to work with. And you know what gives me some peace at night? I know that when I use them, they love the Lord and they love the flag and they love the country. It really makes me feel good about it. andrewandtodd.com. Start supporting the good guys and stop taking out loans of people that hate you and hate your values. People are trying to explain what happened at the elections this last week. Part of it was that the American people were so lied to and propagandized for the last couple years while wages were stagnant, while borders remain open around this Russian hoax that very well could have been the major distraction and smokescreen deployed by America's ruling class that prevented us from actually meaningfully governing our country. Someone that understands the Russian collusion story better than anybody else, and his predictions have been coming true, and I push back against them very politely when he was on the show, is a friend of mine, Kash Patel, very smart guy, American patriot. Kash, are you with us?
Yeah, Charlie, got you loud and clear, and thanks so much for having me back on your show. Really appreciate it.
The floor is yours. What have we learned this week with John Durham and these indictments?
Well, as your show and your viewers have taken a great interest in John Durham, what he's been doing since we last talked was issue another indictment. And let's just rewind history for a little bit for those who haven't watched The Plot Against the President. Spend 90 minutes of your life and learn about the biggest political scandal and how Devin Nunes and I exposed that scandal in United States history. So first, you have Christopher Steele, or let's back up one more step. You have Fusion GPS and the Democratic National Party and Hillary Clinton campaign pay millions of dollars to obtain fraudulent information through a MI6 asset, Christopher Steele, and pump that into the FBI and have the FBI intentionally lie to a FISA court. So you have a Democratic political party, you have a foreign operative, you've got tens of millions of dollars, and you have our FBI and DOJ being corrupted. As if that wasn't bad enough, that was proven not just by the Nunes memo and the Russiagate investigation we did, validated by the inspector general, but also John Durham indicted one of the attorneys who lied to the Fisk court for the surveillance warrant during the Trump campaign era, and then indicted just a couple of weeks ago Michael Sussman for lying to the FBI. Who's Michael Sussman? Oh, he's the head lawyer for the DNC and Hillary campaign, who was getting paid millions of dollars to shell this information about the Russiagate hoax to the FBI and lied about it. And now we have this guy indicted, Danchenko. His name's not that important, but his position is. And if you recall, Christopher Steele did this terrible interview with George Stephanopoulos
recently,
a week or two ago, to try to resuscitate his credibility. And people were asking, why would he do that now? Because he knew this indictment was coming. And why does it matter? Because we already destroyed Christopher Steele's credibility and his lies. But you ask, where does Christopher Steele get his information from? Danchenko. This guy that was just indicted for lying to the FBI five times over, five counts in a federal indictment, was Christopher Steele's primary source for the information that we knew was fraudulent to begin with. So now you've combined the political party, the money, the media, the garbage at the FBI and DOJ, and now you've shattered Christopher Steele's source by saying he's a liar peddling false information. And I think there's just more coming as John Durham issued a 39-page indictment in this case.
So, but my question is first, why did Danchenko, what did he get out of lying to the FBI? Who's he trying to cover for? That's a question I haven't heard explained.
No, and that's a great question. And I think, and this is me speculating because I'm not in anymore in government, but I think Danchenko is covering for his employer, Christopher Steele, and their employer, Fusion GPS and the Democratic Party. That's what he's covering for.
Yeah.
Because he was getting paid money.
That makes sense. And so let's but if you were to you are a former prosecutor, right? Are you
yep.
if I'm not mistaken? So if you were to try to say, "Hey, we want to go after the big dogs." Would you go after process crimes of people that are at the lower rung and then work upwards? Is that a trend you're seeing here? Durham starting to build some momentum, is that right?
Look, I was a federal prosecutor, I was a terrorism prosecutor, and if you want to go take out, you know, the likes of Osama bin Laden in a federal prosecution, you can't just go, "I'm going to indict Osama bin Laden." You got to go to his ground level troops, right? You got to go to the guys on the ground that you know you have enough evidence to convict in federal court. And you also know aren't loyal enough to the cause because they're facing federal prison that they'll flip up. And these process crimes are how you start. You start with the DNC, you start with the FBI lawyer, and you now start with the source. And maybe you get to Christopher Steele, who's the ultimate crook here next to the DNC and the FBI in this case. And this guy is now facing 25 years in federal prison. And I think he's going to flip. And that's how you build a pyramid case for a conspiracy going up.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to get 25 years in prison. But, I mean, he's probably going to cut a deal and plead and then work with prosecutors and get, you know, 6 months in community service. But that's the question, isn't it, though, is that it is because Danchenko is willing to lie 5 times to the FBI that came to him. So basically the way this worked is that your office at Devin Nunez, you guys uncovered this whole thing. You realized the dossier was fraudulent in nature. The FBI inspector general or whatever tries to backtrack and like, "Oh, no. We talked to Danchenko. He told us his sources were what?" Because what were his sources? Because obviously it was Dolan, who was a Clinton apparatchik.
Yeah.
What was the narrative that Danchenko did say, that some KGB agent in Moscow told him this stuff?
Well, what he peddled to Steele was he had this whole subsource network that was giving him valuable information. And that's actually in a great article that John Solomon just pushed out. These subsource networks that Danchenko relied on, every single one of them issued an affidavit in federal court in the United States of America repudiating Danchenko and the information he was peddling.
Wow.
So not only do you have Christopher Steele's network destroyed, you have Danchenko, his primary source, destroyed. Now you have in federal pleadings the entire subsource network destroyed. So what he Danchenko was lying about to the FBI was his relationship with this Clinton operative and also this make-believe Russian-American Chamber of Commerce representative that he said was trying to, you know, peddle the information. So he got caught lying in multiple interviews. And just so you guys, and you know this, Charlie, but for your audience, it's not like the FBI interviewed him yesterday. These interviews happened 3-4 years ago. And now he's been caught lying because John Durham's on the case and we actually have a federal prosecutor willing to take it to task.
But this is important. If Danchenko would have told the truth to the FBI when they came to him 3-4 years ago, this Russia hoax would have been blown up in real time.
Yeah.
So Danchenko lied for a reason. We must understand this, that he wasn't lying just to – he was lying not just to cover his source but also to cover the entire lie. The big lie, right? Which I mean, he told the FBI, no, I have this whole subsource network. But if he would have said, "Yeah, we just basically made this stuff up for money," he actually, Danchenko, might not have been indicted because it would have just been the only thing he's been indicted for so far is lying to the FBI. It is legal to lie in dossiers, but not legal to present them to the FISA court, which I think is the next step, isn't it? Which is that then you're going to start to get to all of a sudden, okay, now did FBI agents present knowingly false information? Is that the next layer here?
We've shown that. And that's what we said from the beginning, right? And it's only now starting to come out. The FBI and DOJ at the time we were running the investigation against them, they said, no, we didn't know this. We didn't know Steele leaked to the media. We didn't know he was getting paid by the DNC. We didn't know he was corrupt and had a bias and hated President or the candidate Trump. We didn't know any of this stuff at the time. We used the FBI's own documentation that is now public and declassified thanks to our investigation to show that the FBI knew when they were presenting the information to the FISA court to get a search warrant, they knew Christopher Steele was not credible. They knew he had a bias. They knew the DNC was paying him. And we presented, here's the kicker, we presented all of those findings to the FISC 3-4 years ago, the FISA court, and those judges told us to go pound sand. So I think John Durham's looking into that as well, like you alluded to.
Yeah, and so I guess then the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page thing.
Yeah.
Peter Strzok was on MSNBC this morning. It was so disgusting to see. But I can't imagine – he must be a little bit nervous because I would – I'm just reading into this. This is allegedly – this is an accusation. This is not proven in the criminal sense. But my gut tells me it's true that the insurance plan that he was telling to his, you know, adulterous you know, Lisa Page as he was cheating on his wife, that he was – that the insurance plan was Danchenko. The insurance plan was the dossier. The insurance plan was all of this. Is that a step too far?
Is that what he really said on MSNBC?
Well, no, he didn't say it. He said – let me tell you what. He said the insurance plan before. This morning he said on MSNBC, this indictment invalidates all the wonderful work we did as investigators, whatever, whatever. I'm connecting two pieces together. The insurance plan, he said in text messages 5-6 years ago, right?
Right.
Remember the summer
right.
he said it in
yep.
text messages.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to conflate the two. But on MSNBC this morning, he looked rather nervous where he said, oh, no, now people are going to try to invalidate the wonderful work we did at the Russia investigation because we're, you know, the greatest people ever. Can we play that clip, Connor? Are we able to play that? 128. Listen to this if you can, Cash. I think it'll tell you what we need to go. 128.
So my worry is that as Americans hear this news, and they don't really know how the Russian investigation ended, they hear these concerns and they say, well, there must be a problem. And that's being picked up and amplified by people who are seizing on this to say, see, the entire effort, everything Mueller did, everything the FBI was nonsense. It was bogus. It was based on lies. And that just couldn't be further from the truth.
Sorry, I can only stomach so much of that guy, but the only person that lied during his duties in FBI next to Peter Strzok, Annie McCabe, and James Comey was Lisa Page, the lovebirds who were cheating on their spouses with one another while leading one of the most politically explosive investigations. And he has the audacity to go on TV after we showed his investigation was tarnished by bias. Remember, this is the same guy that said, as you said, the insurance policy. He said he texted his lover right shortly thereafter. We're not going to let President Trump win, are we? No, no, no. 1,000,000 to 0. He's not going to win. So if you want to take this guy at his word that he's saying this investigation and the Durham indictment is destroying the credibility of his work, Peter Strzok has as much credibility as Danchenko and Christopher Steele. And the fact that MSNBC is still running it validates our work and our findings. And that's why he's running scared.
I totally agree. They're basically a communications arm for the intelligence apparatus at this point is what MSNBC has become. Cash, I want you to stay for another segment, but I just want to first say everyone go to fightwithcash.com. Cash was the guy along Devin and also in the executive branch to uncover this garbage, this nonsense, this collusion, this corruption. And the Democrats are angry and they're trying to come after Cash in a variety of different ways. So there's a legal fund there. I want people to try to support if they can. It's fightwithcash.com. Cash was one of the loyal guys to Trump, loyal to his agenda. You did a wonderful job. And that's why I think some of the worst people in government are trying to come after you. It's fightwithcash.com. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our democracy by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote, at the checkout line, and that is where massively important organizations called Second Vote come in. The courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. Check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. What if I told you Chick-fil-A is not all that you might think it is? Well, their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive. It doesn't happen for free. Please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's just $50 a year. But if you use promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. It's literally $2 a month, everybody. And you get 50% off the information you need to have before you make your next purchase. Do not buy products from people that hate you. Don't buy products from people that are funding the downfall of America. Join me. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. Cash, Fiona Hill, who is she and what is her involvement in this entire new saga of administering justice.
I believe Fiona Hill is a prime example of how we got things wrong in the Trump administration. She rose to the National Security Council during the Trump administration after coming off a tenure of at a think tank that was just couldn't have been stood for more opposite of what President Trump wanted. But here's why Fiona Hill comes into play. Danchenko, the guy that Sussman just indicted, he was Fiona Hill's research assistant.
Wow. She
literally worked for her. Then, if that wasn't bad enough, Fiona Hill is the person who connected Danchenko to Christopher Steele and said, and Fusion GPS, and said, you guys should meet. You're two credible investigators and intel people and media people. We'll just have a chat. Do you think someone with Fiona Hill's level of experience is just connecting two people to get a beer down the street? No, I believe it's the start of the operation. And then she embedded herself in the Trump campaign. And reminder to your audience, Fiona Hill is the one who paraded around the Ukrainian impeachment hoax, right?
Yes, that's right.
She and Vindman together starred in that hoax charade. I was jettisoned into that hoax. I was deputy assistant to the president and senior director for counterterrorism then. Greatest job ever, running counterterrorism for President Trump. And somehow I was named the Ukraine whisperer in the media and holding secret court meetings with Trump on the Ukraine, which could not be more further from the truth, and which is the basis of so many of my defamation lawsuits against Politico, CNN, and all that stuff you can read on fightwithcash.com. But this is why Fiona Hill is so central. And if I were John Durham, I think he's already done this. Put her in a grand jury, question her under oath, and see if she has any illegal connectivity to Christopher Steele and Danchenko herself.
What can we expect from this point forward? So is Durham wrapping up his investigation? There's still some skeptics out there, Cash. There's still some cynics.
Yeah.
They say, look, there'll be a couple process crimes, but don't hold your breath. You're not going to get a Comey. You're not going to get a Strzok. You're not going to get a Page. You're not going to get a McCabe. You're not going to get anyone from the senior level of the Clinton campaign. What do you think?
Look, I've run these types of massive conspiracy, massive national security cases, and they take two, three, four years on some cases. John Durham's in his second year. And he's working against literally everyone in government because the Merrick Garland's Department of Justice doesn't want to prosecute this, and Chris Wray and the FBI don't want to. So I don't think you issue 40-page indictments for process crimes and tell the world what you're working on if you're just going to stop. That's my opinion. And remember to your audience, an indictment is the only way a prosecutor can tell the world what they're doing because they're not allowed to disclose their evidence. So John Durham has taken the time to methodically issue indictments totaling over 100 pages now for three people. That's it. And he's identified 15 individuals like the Clinton operative in the Danchenko matter, like Fiona Hill, like Michael Sussman and the like. And I think that's why he's building a larger conspiracy. Now, look, I'm not married to this pipe dream that we're going to get Comey. I wish we could, but I unfortunately just don't think we have the juice to do it. I do think we have a shot at Andy McCabe, and that's probably why the likes of Peter Strzok are out in the media now parading around, just like Christopher Steele did, parading around his false credibility. Now Peter Strzok's turn, and that should tell you something that maybe something else is coming down the pike.
Well, and in addition to that, they're doing everything they possibly can to protect, you know, through hiring them at MSNBC, Georgetown, CNN with Andy McCabe.
Yeah.
It's like the entire media apparatus is trying to protect every single one of these people. So you have a great answer on where Durham is going and where all of this, where this is. I guess the final question that most people have is Hillary Clinton, you know, all these people involved, probably out of touch. But at the same time, you know, will we be able to get in the court of public opinion and show what they did to our country?
Yeah, I think that's what the Durham report, and this is a great way to end it. So people are always asking for the Durham report. I'm like, I don't want to see the Durham report right now. The Durham report comes at the end. The indictments come first. I want to see more indictments. And that's what John Durham's focusing on right now. In the Durham report, what you do, like Mueller did, but just John Durham will actually do it using, you know, facts, is you issue an accountability to the American people and basically say we didn't have enough evidence to get Hillary Clinton or James Comey, but you use facts to show these people were in the process. And the Durham report, I think, is going to be the home run that you see all that in. And it won't be an indictment of Hillary Clinton, but it will be an indictment of her in the court of public opinion.
It's well said. Cash, thank you for joining. Fightwithcash.com. Everyone check it out. Support Cash if you can. Thanks so much. You're an American hero. We deeply appreciate you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get your tickets to America Fest today, tpusa.com/AMFEST. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.